Yeah, oh, I guess it's what, podcast time or something?
Podcast time!
Podcast time.
Podcast time.
It's podcast time.
Stupid Cinco de Mayo beers.
That's awesome. Do it every time.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is Roundtable 105.
I don't have a triangle in here to play. I was trying to do my musical part. I was really good at the triangle.
Well, I bet you have a triangle. You've been drinking all them girly drinks.
Why do you make fun of everything I do? I just am a, you know, as a band, you know, play instrument in band.
The triangle.
One time, yeah, the triangle. There's a dope instrument. You wait for the right moment and ding. On the whole night.
Okay.
A lot of pressure on the triangle guy.
Oh, I know. Everyone's looking. What's he going to do next? Will he stand there or will he go ding? Yeah.
And I think the triangle guy was just the guy. He's like a security guard. Like, he just couldn't be a drummer. He just, something went wrong. He could only, you know, just the triangle.
And now Sean's going to do his triangle solo.
Yeah. Ding. Hang on. Ding.
Rock on!
Woo! But you just come out dressed like a rock god for that one moment.
Ding!
Ah, dude.
Yeah, yeah. All right, enough with the lasers. The solo's over.
The solo's over. I'm out! If only. No, but I always joked around about wanting...
the stick that you use to hit the triangle. It's not like a drop the mic thing. You just drop the stick. You can't drop the triangle.
No, you know what? You need the triangle. Too valuable.
Yeah, yeah, very expensive.
Ding.
All $4.
Sounds like a sex thing.
Hate to replace a triangle with a pan or something. Jeez, I don't know if the sound would be the same.
Yeah, I'll be out here hitting the triangle.
Yeah, baby.
I never once played the triangle. I always thought it would be
funny.
Oh,
and it shows.
Yeah. God, you would have hit it with a hot dog.
Do you want to? That's what I played. I played the hot dog. Yes. I did play an instrument in band through 10th grade. Any guesses on what I played?
Tuba.
Ooh.
Tuba would be truly the only guess that makes any sense whatsoever, but I'm going to go with production guy.
Ah, no, you guys are both wrong. Rambin was the closest. It
French horn.
I was a horn guy.
Oh, well, judging from your choice of drinks, I have to go with flute.
There was this one time in band camp.
Mm-hmm, I'm surprised it took you that long to say the flute. But I was a saxophonist. That's, you know, that's what I did.
What?
I played the old saxophone. I can do some do-re-mi, pretty badass. That's about it.
So, right,
do you actually play the saxophone, or did you?
Yeah, I did. I even had my own saxophone. I played until I was like in 10th grade, made like regional band competition where like all the best did like a concert together. Yeah, I was like, I peaked in high school.
So do you know how to play Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street?
No. I don't even know what song
what
that
it is.
Is,
Boner. He doesn't know what it is.
No,
of course he doesn't know what it is.
He doesn't know what it is.
Yeah, I think I need Rosetta Stone to decode what you just said.
Drink more Ovaltine.
Do you know how to play anything on saxophone at all?
If you handed me a saxophone right now, ready to go, tuned and had a new reed in it.
What do you mean tuned?
I think
it's a saxophone. You don't tune up a sax.
Well, I'm always tuning up the band, no matter what. You know, you're just always trying to make sure you're in the right vibe. Metaphorically tuning up.
Ah, you mean mentally.
Yeah, there you go. Mentally tuned.
The sax is tuned already. Okay.
I would
So do you know how to play anything at all.
I think I know how to play the G note.
Well, that's not bad. There's only like 8 other ones.
Like, that's it. Like, I think if I saw the saxophone right now, because G's like the first, I can remember where to put my fingers, and I would be good. But that's it. I could not do another thing. But I had the own sax.
Now I understand how he stayed married.
Ah, serenading the ladies.
No, not that. You could hit the G note.
There you go.
You could find the... All right, never mind.
That's always my side hustle, though. You can always find me on a weekend down in front of Ben and Jerry's, you know, playing the sax.
Yeah, that G. Awesome. just the G.
Burr, burr, burr. Did you guys I don't know if you played an instrument, Boner, but I heard you got caught playing with your instrument in band.
I was not in band. I mean I do play instruments, but I was not in band because I didn't want to. Actually, I didn't pick up instruments until I was maybe late junior high or early high school when I got, I think it was maybe late junior high when I got drums. And I got guitar before that, but I hated it and didn't really understand it. So.
So you didn't do like younger Boner. You weren't like into percussion, like seventh grade. You didn't have like the little drum pad learning how to play.
No. My friends were learning how to play guitar, so I got a guitar and an amp, but it really made no sense to me at all. So I hated it, and so I had it for probably about 2 years. But I had another friend who had drums, and I always enjoyed, you know, playing his. So I traded in my guitar and I got drums, and I, you know, I played drums for forever. I mean, I still have a drum kit sitting behind me. And then when I went to college, I couldn't play drums anymore in my apartment because they threatened to kill me if I ever did it again. And so
you stopped?
So, yeah, I couldn't play drums. So I bought another guitar. I bought a piano and I started to learn how to play piano and guitar again. So there you go.
So the neighbors won.
The neighbors absolutely won. And, you know, they can kiss my ass now, but... Yeah, I did have one neighbor. She was kind of cute. But
they didn't appreciate the art, those bastards.
No, they didn't, because I sat down. I remember I sat down and I got through two Rush songs. And I'm like, man, you guys just play. And then there was the banging on the window. Don't you ever do that again or you're out of here. I'm like, dude, you don't get it, man. This is Rush and I'm kicking its ass. So... You know, maybe you should calm down and just sit back and appreciate. This is like Picasso sitting here. So, you know, eat a giant bucket of Kentucky Fried Dicks, bitch.
This is like the Seth Rogen, Zac Efron movie. It's like neighbors that hate each other. I want you to make this into a feature film.
Yeah, I should, except it would be very short.
Because you gave up too quick.
Playing.
I had no choice. They were going to kick me out. You ever do that again, you're out of here. I'm like, okay.
It's like
I've only been here for one day. This is the first day I moved in. I'm like, all right, well, fine.
All right. I guess there's more to the backstory than I knew.
Yeah. So anyway, whatever.
Greg, what about you? Did you ever play any instruments back in the day?
I took banjo lessons I got a band here. Of course you
do. Welcome to Tennessee, boys.
I I'm sorry. Lessons implies I really want to get better at this. I really want to kick ass. Please show me the way, oh mighty banjo guru.
Who knew Greg was a member of Mumford and Sons?
Oh my God. Okay.
I was a huge Steve Martin fan. Yeah.
All right.
And he is masterful. I saw him a couple of years ago. In fact, it was on my son's 15th birthday that we were on the second row at the Tivoli to see him with the Blue Mountain Rangers. And saw him play. It was not a comedy show. It was very funny, but him and the backup band played banjo and told jokes in between. But like I said, I took banjo lessons. I own a banjo. I do not play the banjo.
So you do still have one?
I still have that banjo, yes.
But if I said, hey, play me, say, like what, anything? Nope.
Froggy Mountain Breakdown. No, I could do Doodly Over Squat.
Sounds like you should join me in front of Ben and Jerry's.
Could you play a G note to help out Sean?
I may be able to after about a week of practicing. I am nice. That bad.
You're in the band. We're going to make some money. We'll call ourselves the G's.
The G's.
Yeah.
We just play one note. What do you want to hear?
And that's exactly what people, you know, when you put out the thing and you started to play, they'd be like, geez. And then they move on.
That's us.
Jeez. Yep.
Every Saturday and Sunday in front of Ben and Jerry's by the aquarium, you can check us out.
Yeah.
I like it, dude. Donor, you could play the drums. It sounds like, you know, you're pretty good. We won't kill you.
Nah. What do you mean you won't kill me? What, with your G note?
You know, we'll allow you to play as loud as you want.
I bet you would. Please drown us out.
Please don't go over my G note.
All right.
So yeah, guys. What else is going on? And I didn't know we were going to get into a high school musical class here of instruments, but
we're all in this together. That's a different high school musical. Sorry.
It was good to see you guys on the conference call. Today was Cinco de Mayo, recording this, and we had a company get together. And I didn't see you guys at all. I didn't think you guys were even on the video. Were you?
Well, Boner informed us as we were getting ready for the podcast that he could indeed see my face. Unfortunately, it was saying things that I wish it had not said.
Well, the good thing is that the boss could not see your face because she was what she thought she was doing was playing some sort of video. But
oh, okay. But so nobody, that was on her screen, so she could not see me going.
Yeah, I'm sure she was looking at her screen going, oh, okay, here's what's happening. So no, she couldn't see any of the looks on any of the employees' faces as they realized that whatever she was playing never happened.
Yeah, that's good. Because I only saw like four people, so I thought that was the only people who got on video, and I was kind of sad. Yeah. I decided I chose video.
I saw just briefly. I saw Nicole, and then I also saw our sales manager Emily there for a moment, and I think Cowboy Kyle from our sister station US 101.
Yes, saw Kyle.
Yeah, I saw all of those. I saw everybody. I saw you. No, I was not on there.
So wait, how did you see me? If I couldn't see you, you could see me?
Yeah, because your feed had a camera with it. Mine did not. Therefore, I wasn't on there. I could see all of you. I could see everybody that actually had a camera on them. But I just had the audio.
I wish I did that. I read the email and it was like, make sure you enable video. So I felt pressured to.
Oh, did I didn't see that part of the email. And if I did, I ignored that part of the email. So, yeah. You know, whatever. I did see you and your village people facial hair. What's up with that?
Village people, this is like Hulkamania, brother, running wild through the streets.
Oh my god! So you're sporting the porn stash now, Sean?
Yeah, I told you guys a couple weeks ago I was working on the handlebar, and I knew we were getting ready to record last night, and I totally forgot about this meeting today. Totally forgot. So I shaved last night, and I really toned it up to make it really pop. And then I got a meeting notification at 10:30 for the 11 a.m. meeting. So it was that's why I was wondering about the whole video thing. I didn't know I could just do audio because that's how I introduced myself to people who haven't seen me in 8 weeks.
Yeah, it popped. That's what it did.
I got a message from Stickman during the thing. He's like, that porn stash is glorious. So I was like, it's working. Because in real life, pre-coronavirus, I'm not ever going to shave a Hulk Hogan-style mustache. But,
well,
quarantine shaving.
You know, fortunately, it was only a staff video conference call. Because otherwise, dude, I just know it. You would be inundated with Indians and construction workers and
why not? Why wouldn't you say the NWO? Why wouldn't you say maybe, Ric Flair?
Maybe because that's not what occurred to me at all. All I saw was village people. I saw you doing YMCA.
I saw me doing the Hulk Hogan pointing to my biceps. Oh, he's a real American hero.
Yeah, except I've seen your biceps, and I still went with village people. And, in the Navy, Sean could sail the seven seas in the Navy. And they would ask you to play that. I don't think that song's in G, but, who knows?
Maybe this is the looks of the saxophonist. Who knows? You got the handlebar mustache out there. Could add a couple bucks to the tip jar.
Yeah, and I could add a whole new album. It's the Village People Bluegrass album.
There we go.
Sure. Yeah, great. Did you learn anything?
No, it's not going to happen.
Now, you guys should be good team players and grow handlebar mustaches yourselves. That's what I think would happen.
I mean, obviously, I could. I would shave the goat, right off the chin. But
no. I've done everything. I've done the handlebars. I've done the big, huge mutton chops. I've done pencil-thin mustache. I've done just about everything. Not during quarantine, but over the years.
This is a rookie league for you, Greg.
Yeah.
You know, handlebar. Come back to me when you do the Raleigh fingers, boy.
Ooh. Oh, the curly. Yeah that would curly, be nice.
That's like Captain Morgan or that dude in Rival Sons. Like, he's got some.
Yeah, that's a commitment right there.
That is a commitment, and it is a hell of a lot of work. I have tried to do the twisties on the end like that, but it is hellacious to keep up with.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's just
you know who I really pity right now? Pretty much anyone listening to this podcast.
Wow. Not me. We got a lot of great content here. Well, people are home without.
There's our promo piece right there.
that's right there. Put that up in lights.
Yeah. They're learning a lot about our facial hair
and our lack of musical talent.
Right.
Well, that's kind of like while we're here. It goes back to the analogy of the security guard. We're musicians who have zero talent, so we're doing music-related content.
So you're like radio. Paul Blart.
Basically, yeah. I am Paul Blart. And actually, I am Kevin James. And every year, I'm like his stunt double, I think.
One, good. Mall Cop 2, bad.
Agreed.
Yeah, Mall Cop 2. Speaking of movie sequels, Demolition Man 2 is coming at us.
Well,
yeah. Sylvester Stallone casually on an Instagram live, fans were asking him questions like, "What about a demo man too?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, we're just working on wrapping that up now through Warner Brothers. It'll be out soon."
And you're like, "Wait, what?" So with Wesley Snipes and with what's her name,
Sandra Bullock,
yeah,
and it had Rob Schneider in it. They had like, and if you think about that,
yeah, movie, it did. That's right.
That movie was like, if like political correctness was everywhere, like in like the world 2032, like it's wild. Like there's, they do like the air high fives because they don't want to touch each other. It's like, we're, I don't know. What's all right,
if
now?
If this movie doesn't have Sandra Bullock naked, then I'm totally out on this.
Wesley Snipes with the,
he can be naked all he wants. I'm still not going to watch it.
I don't think Sandra Bullock goes full nude.
Damn it.
Not in front of you guys anyway.
I don't think that's her thing.
Damn it, man. I don't care. Fine.
But what was this? I want to see a Demolition Man too, dude.
No, the first one was quite good. I the one thing that struck me about the future, you know, when they wrecked the car and it filled with like styrofoam.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, what a genius idea. Why don't we do that? That's, I mean, dude, that's cool as hell.
What about the toilet paper?
Taco Bell is fine dining.
Ooh.
Well, yes. I mean that already happens. That's that is fine.
And the toilet paper, don't they have a shortage? You get like one piece at a time or something? There's something with toilet paper in the toilet.
I don't know.
And there's a swear jar, like you get like a, you know, yeah, murder, death, kill.
Yeah. Murder, death, kill. Yeah. Well, all right.
I should review movie. Follow me for more reviews.
Yeah. And you probably just saw that first one. So
exactly. I watched it this
afternoon.
You're
only 35 years behind.
Nah, dude. Demolition Man was my movie. I was a Stallone guy. I was like Tango and Cash. I watched that like a bazillion times. Demolition Man.
Yeah, hit him again, Endo.
Yeah.
So, have you guys seen anything in the last week that I need to watch on Netflix or anywhere else?
Not real. There is
anyone of you two, anyone.
Okay, this is a really off-the-wall movie, but it is absolutely one of my favorite movies and also favorite Peter Sellers movies. The same guy who directed all the Pink Panther movies, Blake Edwards, also directed this one. The movie is called The Party.
Okay.
And he is an actor from the country of India. And he is an extra on a film, and he accidentally gets invited to a big Hollywood party. This was made like in the late 60s, and it the comedic genius of Peter Sellers is on full display in this movie. It is wonderful.
The Party.
Huh. Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime right now.
Okay, good. I don't have that. All right, thanks for bringing that up.
You can skip it.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I have a really bad feeling about this.
You guys are never going to guess what movie that was from.
Spaceballs.
Some sort of Melissa McCartney movie. I don't know. What is it?
You don't know what movie that was?
All the Star Wars movies.
Yeah, it was all the Star Wars. That was all their characters saying, I have a bad feeling about this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, no. Okay.
I was using that in reference to Greg's movie he was telling us about, but...
Okay, don't. Okay, don't watch that movie. You will not enjoy it. Forget both of you.
What? Fine. I would watch the movie if I had Amazon Prime. I don't have it, so
I bet you,
you
do. Ask your wife for the password.
I did. She doesn't remember what it is, so she will not include me on it for, I'm sure, some sort of strategic reason.
You know, but I didn't watch anything on Netflix, but I did watch Korean Baseball. Did you guys see that by any chance? Am I the
say
only one
what?
On Korean Baseball?
No.
Yeah.
Where?
So is that what ESPN is doing now?
Yeah, this started last night, this morning, when I woke up to do the morning show. There was a baseball game on, and I was like, this is awesome. ESPN has the rights to broadcast one Korean baseball game a night. Well, there's two. There's one, a day game and a night game. So from like midnight until 8 o'clock in the morning, there's a baseball game on ESPN. And what's wild is the announcers are Carl Ravitch and Eduardo Perez, and they're doing the games in the middle of the night from their living rooms.
Wow.
So they're watching the feed, calling the game, talking, doing baseball tonight. Stadium is also too. This is what's wild about it to me, because this is like a glimpse into our future. Like the stadiums are empty. Nope, there's not. They're just playing baseball. The umpires are wearing masks and gloves. And I find things funny. And the only people in the stands are the mascots. And I think that is the most cleverest thing ever. Because the mascots are just running around.
Was that a scene in Demolition Man?
I don't know. They said an empty baseball field with mascots?
Mm.
Should be. Maybe it's in the sequel.
Wow.
But yeah, dude, you got to watch it. And
all right. So and just out of curiosity, how was the baseball?
It was baseball. It was fun to watch. I don't know the players or the teams, so the rooting interest is hard.
Right. But I mean, you know, the level of baseball. How was
like
that?
Watching watching a AAA team play.
Right. And now I have heard some rumblings about Major League Baseball, some sort of something about
going to Arizona.
Well, that I don't know where they're going to play, but what I heard earlier today was that they were talking about beginning spring training once again. In June and having an opening day on July 1st. And the assumption would be that, yeah, there would be no fans there. And I don't know where. It was just something that I, you know, kind of heard rumbling.
I saw the same thing. And they're going to, what I read was they're going to do the three conference thing, but just do like all the East Coast teams, all the flyover state teams, and all the West Coast teams. And they'll have three divisions. They're going to mix the leagues. And like you said, start on July 1st, opening day, and then just play like a shortened season of, you know, 100 and some games. And then the playoffs, whatever they'll use, they'll just take like the top nine teams or whatever, put them in and play for the World Series. But if they can get that off the ground, man, that's just something we need. Like that's like a look forward to date. Like, hey, July 1st, we get actual not Korean baseball, you know, so that's –
Yeah. No, I'm obviously 100% in favor of it, so long as you know, they can pull that off in a safe fashion. You know, once you have baseball players you know, going in for a season, no matter how long it is, they're going to have to be, you know, essentially sequestered, quarantined, however it is you want to look at it.
Yeah, they're gonna. They're probably working on that now. Like behind the scenes has got to be wild. Like,
I mean, that's
test every player before the game.
Yeah, which is awful. Yeah. I mean, you figure these players. You know, if you even consider an 80 game season, that's 80 days. Essentially, you know, basically 3 months that you don't get to hang out with your family. You don't get to do any of that. I mean, that's really tough.
A lot of the guys said they're not going to do the sequester thing. So baseball's got to, like Mike Trout was like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm being away from my wife. A lot of guys who have like wives who are pregnant, they're like, I'm not being sequestered. So the players have to agree because they're in the players union.
Right.
And so far, and they're not being sequestered. So what you says makes a lot of sense. And that's been floated out there. But I think the players have to agree. So they have to find a way to do all of this with the players being able to at least stay with their families and stuff and not be sequestered, you know, just alone. So we'll see. It's fascinating, but I'm so happy and encouraged that they're working so hard on that and vaccines and everybody working hard trying to get us out of this.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank Craig Ramblin for
Craig Ramblin. It's Craig Ramblin.
Whoever he is, you know, for all his work on the vaccines and you know, everything that he's done. Thank you. Thank you, Greg.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I'm sipping the Corona right now.
Oh yeah. What about the other thing that's now like taking over the news cycle? Are you guys
It is one way to keep us to stay inside because there are murder hornets out there.
Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off!
Son, roll around! Jeremy, roll around on the ground!
Forget that! I'm starting to swell up!
Save yourself! Don't be the hero!
Your firearms are useless against them!
Yeah, murder hornets.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's exactly what we needed. Thank you.
Oh, wait. That's it. Sean, my banjo and your saxophone, we're the murder hornets.
Ah, I like it. Actually, if Michael Jordan doesn't change his team name of the Charlotte Hornets to the Charlotte Murder Hornets, now he's doing something wrong. I'd buy that jersey. The Charlotte Murder Hornets.
Wow. Yeah. Murder Hornets. Yeah, that's exactly what we needed.
Back in the 70s, the big scare was killer bees. And if you remember, there was like...
Oh, I saw that movie.
Yeah, there were like two theatrical movies. One called The Killer Bees. The other called The Swarm. I think there was even...
Yeah, I saw The Swarm. The Swarm had...
Michael Caine.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that was a big movie.
It was one of those star-studded disaster films.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw that. Sean, you can look that up.
I know about the Wu-Tang Clan and the Killer Bees. So, I got that.
There was a made for TV movie about that time too, and I remember the huge ending of this movie was that they got all of the bees to swarm a Volkswagen Beetle and they drove it into the Superdome to freeze it out with the air conditioning. I kid you not.
Yeah, very impressive.
It was awesome.
Sounds awesome. No, I've heard of that movie before. Clearly, that does.
Yeah, truly one of the dumbest goddamn things I've ever seen.
Exactly.
Ever.
You sit there for 2 hours with commercials, and you go, "What?
What I just see?" But here you are talking about it 80 years later.
Oh, I know. It was that bad. 80. It was that traumatic.
You jerk. 80 years later.
I was just guessing. Taking a guess. Just broad strokes.
Yeah. And I know about a lot of these movies that were in the 70s or early 80s because in the 80s, that's when I had like HBO and Showtime and, you know, all of those things. And I used to get up at like, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning if I saw that there was a movie that had nudity in it.
Yep.
And... Yeah, mm-hmm. And so I would get up, dude, it's 3 o'clock. Yeah, I'd set my alarm for 3 o'clock in the morning and get up and watch a movie because there's going to be nipples. This is going to be awesome. And, you know, because I couldn't do that, you know, they weren't on during the day, but I couldn't sit there and watch them like with my mom.
Like Real Sex is on. We got to watch that.
Dude, Humanoids from the Deep, you know, stupid ass movies like that. Hots, you know, I had to. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a Porky's.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all those films.
Well, man, Porky's came back in my life last night. There's a Netflix documentary, the guy who bought Porky's, the strip club. It's called Operation Odessa. I did watch that on Netflix. You should watch it.
Bet you did.
Operation Odessa. Strip club, Russian mob, money laundering, drugs. Why would I not watch it?
Yeah, nipples.
Yeah. Porky's.
Boner, this is why you need to get your Amazon Prime password from your wife, because a lot of those late 70s, early 80s awful drive-in movies that would play at like 3 o'clock in the morning on HBO, they're there for you waiting.
They are the
Great Texas Dynamite Chase.
I probably saw it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because there were
movies in it and it was on. I saw it.
Yep. Big Bad Mama with Angie Dickinson. Come on.
I don't know. I probably saw it.
It had boobies in it. You saw it.
There you go. No, there you go. Well, all right. So.
You got your guitar with you tonight, Boner? Because we've all been talking about this little girl who we feel like has to be related to you.
I wonder what's inside your book. Maybe there's astronauts, maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know.
She asks a lot of valid questions.
No, you're right.
Is it an alien? Is it an astronaut? What's inside my butthole?
Yeah.
She was going viral this week, and I think, like, are you mentoring that little kid?
No, it sounds like it could be one of my children.
If apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I mean, she checks a lot of boxes there to be Team Boner.
Yeah. What's inside your butthole? It's right there with, you know, sunshine on your butthole. Of course, you know, she really got no musical talent whatsoever.
Yeah, take that, you little 4-year-old kid.
She's more of a lyricist.
Yeah. Well, I'm not impressed just yet. When she can pull off a, you know, one G note, then, you know, maybe I'll start to. Otherwise, dude, that's funny as hell. You know, I'm impressed. What's inside your butthole?
That's great. Look at her parents. Like, instead of like, where did you learn that? Or just overreacting to the situation? We're just like, I'm just going to put this on the internet.
and that's funny.
Shame you in 10 years.
It's funny because I did bring that up. I showed that to my wife yesterday, and I'm like, clearly we're doing a pretty good job with our children. they look at the stupid shit that I do and they like shake their heads. You know, they've heard sunshine on your butthole and they're not proud. They sit there and go, oh God, this is not good. Why does my father put this on the interwebs? So I felt like we're really doing a fine job with my children. So
yeah, they're good.
That's like, good.
Kids, you want a roof over your head? I got to keep singing butthole songs. So if you want to eat, you laugh.
Yeah, well.
You lead by example, Boner, what not to do.
Hey, man, you're exactly right. You know, I'm trying to show them the way to poverty. And I'm trying to help them live it. You know,
they can appreciate a dollar.
Yeah, look, man. You know, this is why you live the way you live. You know, there's no food, there's no money. This is why, because I'm over here singing stupid ass songs about your butthole. So, you know, there you go. You know, please.
And it's almost. Just as public service announcement, it is almost summertime, so tanning season is here. So,
For the love of God, please, whatever, children, stay in school. Don't do drugs. Whatever, any of those, whatever works, just don't.
Please, listen, children.
And to test those children, we give them a pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Good catching up with you gentlemen this week. As always, it's been fun.
Yeah, it has. It's been a moderately, you know, minor good time. So,
yeah.
Not a, like a really good time.
It was something to do.
Yeah, no. And I'm really particularly pleased that you're still alive. So
thanks.
Yeah.
Even I'm happy. With the porn stash.
Hey, with the porn stash. I'm glad you guys have my support. Yeah, it's good to know your friends.
If we didn't love you, we'd just sit here silently.
Like everybody did on the conference call. There was 20 people on that call today at work, and nobody said a word except for Stickman's.
Yeah, well, there was nothing to say. I mean, what were we? Yeah.
Minds were just blown. They're like, damn, that's some stash. Hope it shows up to work with that.
They were speechless.
Well, I mean, what were we going to be like? What, cheering for you? Sean, you're... thing on your face is awesome. Yeah. Everybody chime like in.
Gratitude wouldn't hurt.
Sean.
Yeah.
It's already my favorite song.
Yeah. I cannot play it on a banjo.
Yeah.
That's right. I got it on tape. I'm going to loop it.
That's your new ringtone. Yep.
That's the show open. Sean.
He will make that your ringtone. Oh, that's great. Until, also terrible.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because that was a good hour. That was fun.